Howdy y'all, Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find us anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find us on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa. So, I'd like to do some positive news every now and again, so let's get to it. So, this is not a really long article. Happy Black History Month, folks. Yeah, let's get to it. Sisters celebrate success of black woman-owned marijuana dispensary in Detroit to build some kind of wealth and be able to give back to your community. Detroit. And this is from WXYZ.com. Funny initials, but whatever. Detroit. A black woman-owned dispensary is among the first equity applicants to begin selling adult-use marijuana within Detroit city limits. Finally, these laws that repeal prohibition are finally starting to reach the true drug war victims. They're finally getting their crack at this business. You know, the people who are supposed to be prioritizing, the people who were the primary victims of this war on drugs, are getting a crack at this industry. Instead of Curaleaf, instead of another Curaleaf location, another Trulieve location, another Rise location, you know, they're all over, like all these brands are all over the country in various medical marijuana markets, no matter if you're on the East Coast or West Coast. It's, you know, it's instead of your local street pharmacist, you know, becoming legitimized, or your local farmer or whatever adding adult use or medical marijuana to their portfolio of crops they grow, you're having these mega corporations that are running the roost. But again, the grassroots has to push back and make it known that we don't want cannabis and adult use and medical to be run by these MSOs that only care about the profit, and they don't care about the plant. They don't care about helping your 70-year-old mom's arthritis. They don't care about helping lower your father's blood pressure with CBD or marijuana or whatever. They don't care. They just see profit, and they will do whatever it takes. They will cut whatever corners they have to cut. They'll add whatever chemicals. They will pay people as little as possible. All right, they don't care about the actual medical benefit. They don't care about actually helping the people in your life. They just care about the dollar. This is quite a victory for the people of Michigan, and I hope we see more of this. But let's continue. The two ladies behind the business are sisters who grew up on the city's east side. They opened for medical in 2016 on Mack Avenue. Owners Terry Hargrave and Jacqueline Weatherby say at House of Zen, it's all about the customer experience. They tried to greet everyone with an audible welcome and smile. The atmosphere and interior design is meant to put people at ease, especially those in need of healing. In 2013, my husband's oncologist wrote him a script, and we saw the benefits of it, Hargrave said. Hargrave's husband was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. Weathersby was his caregiver. I had five patients that were under me that I grew cannabis for, Weathersby said. When he died, they thought, why not make it a business? It meant having ownership finally, Hargrave said, and to build some kind of wealth and to be able to give back to your community, end quote. It was all going as planned. Their medical business was booming until 2018 when Michigan went recreational. People do not have to purchase that medical marijuana card anymore. They can just go out into the suburbs and use their license, Hargrave said. It was stressful for everyone in the city because it was like dead. And yes, some of us had to close, end quote. Unfortunately, the recreational marijuana industry was non-existent in Detroit due to ongoing lawsuits surrounding the city's ordinance. Hargrave and Weathersby had to claw their way to get a license, even though first dibs were supposed to go to Detroiters. It took us 7 years, Hargrave said. Yes, but it does not take these MSOs, it does not take Trulieve several years. They bribe the politicians, they smooch up to to people in the industry, and they just buy their way in, and they're not waiting those several years. But average Joes, average Janes like us, we got to do that. Money does buy happiness. Never let people tell you otherwise. Now that the word is spreading, business has slowly started to pick back up, and even Hargrave's son took time off his travel nursing schedule to help out in the shop. Again, this is the kind of stories I like talking about. You know, a family business for people to build wealth. Like, this started off because one of the founder's husbands got lung cancer, and they found that it was helping with that. That cannabis was helping with that, and it was helping to provide him relief for his last days. Again, if you're getting a terminal illness, you want to feel some relief. You want to feel good, even though you know that your time is coming to a close. You want to feel comfortable. You want to feel great for those last few years. You want to be able to tie the loose ends up. And now the son is helping out in the business. Again, this is what legalization should have been, instead of a bunch of big companies charging you, what, 200, 300 an ounce and telling you you better be appreciative it's legal. That was the end game of these MSOs. But the more of these stories we get, and the more that the grassroots is providing the medicine rather than these corporations, the better our industry will be, the better, and the more access the average Jane and the average Joe will have. It's been a roller coaster as far as the business, but they are great role models, both of them, Rodney Hargrave said. Now the sisters are 2 weeks into selling recreational marijuana. They are finally able to take a breath and reflect on their success. We are so thankful and grateful, Hargrave said. The house's then sisters said as soon as their recreational business stabilizes, they have aspirations of opening a grow operation. End of article, people. So good things do happen. We gotta circle the wagons with these victories. We gotta continue to put pressure on local officials, mayors, governors, state lawmakers to lower the barrier entry, to disincentivize these MSOs, and to make it so this is an industry, and so this is an industry ran and catered to average Janes and average Joes and the 99%. But enough from me. As usual, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa, and on all the platforms you find podcasts. Peace out, ciao, and stay medicated, my friends.